This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
The GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump appearing at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, saying falsely on stage that Vice President Kamala Harris has only recently identified as black. ABC's Rachel Scott interviewed him.
Former President Donald Trump did come before an audience of black journalists, and he took questions on a range of issues from his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, to January 6th. But it was his comments questioning the racial identity of Vice President Kamala Harris that are drawing backlash this morning. Last night, Donald Trump was back out on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. He did not repeat any of those controversial comments questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's racial identity.
The man who planned the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others in Guantanamo Bay have agreed to a plea deal that will keep them from being executed. The U.S. is still trying to salvage a ceasefire deal in the Middle East, complicating the talks, the assassination of two top Hamas officials, one in Khan Yunis last month, the other in Iran this week. This is ABC News. Overnight futures pointing to a higher open this morning on Wall Street amid hopes of an interest rate cut as soon as next month.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed has a sense that the economy is moving closer to a point where an interest rate cut would be appropriate. But
we have made no decisions about future meetings, and that includes a September meeting.
He said second quarter inflation numbers boosted their confidence.
And more good data would further strengthen that confidence.
For now, interest rates remain at a two-decade high. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The death toll in mudslides that raced through southern India on Tuesday, now nearly 200 people. The search for more than 180 still missing, slowed by more rain in the area. The American Cancer Society is now saying that younger Americans are more likely to be diagnosed with 17 different types of cancer than older generations. Cancers on the rise include ovarian, liver, and pancreatic. Experts are blaming factors like alcohol use, bad diets, and the rise of obesity. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 84, intermittent showers here and there today and also in the neighborhood tonight, a low of 67 with scattered showers gradually diminishing. Friday, partly cloudy, very warm and muggy, a high of 89 degrees. 7/100ths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge this morning. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 73 degrees. Thank you so much for joining us today on the radio. Phil Nee with you on this Thursday morning. Hello, August.
stoplight, red car rolls by. What else can I do? I wonder if it's you. Scanning the stations, every song they're playing is like a soundtrack to the love we had. I should be over you by now, but every time I turn around, it's always something different. They reminding me everywhere I go there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart or what I wouldn't give, what I wouldn't do. If only I could just stop missing you, I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing. Time, a new place, a waitress says her name. Why does it have to be Emily? Corner store, stop in. Someone ask how you been. I say I wouldn't know. I really gotta go. Wish I could forget you, but I don't know how. 'Cause every time I turn around, something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart. Oh, what I wouldn't give, what I wouldn't do. If only I could just stop missing you, I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing. But it's always something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart or what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do. If only I could just stop missing you, I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing. But it's always something. It's always something.
I find myself saying that quite often. It's always something, isn't it? Yes, it is. But I guess that's life, right?
There we go. drink right now. So let's drink what's left of this bottle of wine. Move a little closer till the sparks start flying. Turn the lights down low and pull the Conway off of the shelf. Oh, yeah. Then we'll dance to the kitchen and straight down the hall at my old blue jeans and your sundress fall. Throw a wood in the lighter and fires don't start themselves.
A few things to celebrate today. It's Homemade Pie Day. Ooh, that sounds good. Maybe you can celebrate by buying one from the Grace Auction between 10 and noon today. It's also National Girlfriends Day. It is National IPA Day. Celebrate accordingly. It's also Respect for Parents Day. Play Ball. It's also World Lung Cancer Day and Awareness. Spider-Man Day today. It's World Wide Web Day. Anymore, we probably celebrate that every day. And it's National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. There you go. Maybe that's another one that you can buy on the Walk with Grace auction later on today. Check out our WRCO Facebook page for some photos. The WRCO website has a list of the items for sale today and tomorrow. Final 2 days of the Grace Charity Auction. Here's Florida Georgia Line.
It's a Friday night. We circled up. It's going down around these pickup trucks. Yeah, it's cold cans and Dixie cups. Just out here doing what we've always done. Long live all the small towners, sun up the sundowners, that old school haggard and hang. Long live long neck bottles and wide open throttles and old dirt roads with no name. Long live them country girls with long legs and cut up jeans. Long live this way of life. Long live nights like these. Long live, long live, long live, long live nights like these. Long live the Walmart parking lot turning to the midnight party spot. Long live hard work when it pays off.
Florida Georgia Line on WRCO Radio. Just a little rain on the roof this morning when I was trying to arise from my slumber. And that's about all we've had today. But we could be in line for a little bit more today. Intermittent showers in 84 a little bit later on. At least it will be somewhat cooler than yesterday's daytime high of 90.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
It's the second weekend of the outstanding Music Man. I heard rave reviews from the first weekend. The Music Man will be presented this weekend as well by Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin. And what do we have today? We have a ticket to give away for caller number 5, another for caller 7. 5 and 7, 608-647-4155. You will each win a ticket for the Music Man presentation coming up this weekend in our fair city.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center.
We have found our winners. Congratulations to both Bruce Pifrone and Caroline Kay. They will each be attending the Music Man. They each get a ticket courtesy of Community Players and WRCO. Enjoy that this weekend. And I'm guessing that as you go into the Music Man and you come out, like many people have, you'll have those songs going around in your head for days. 76 trombones and Till There Was You and Pick a Little Talk a Little and all that stuff. Good stuff. The Music Man this weekend. Good luck to the cast and crew. It is 7:19.
Hey, neighbor. Have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
The Muscadet Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Our team of certified lactation counselors at the Richland Hospital and Clinics will tell you breastfeeding is a learned skill. New babies and moms sometimes have trouble finding a position that works for them. With practice and support, most mothers can breastfeed successfully. As part of National Breastfeeding Month, our Birth Center team wants to remind everyone that we're here to support your family's breastfeeding journey by offering coaching and support before birth, during your hospital stay, and after you and your little one are back home.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hi, good morning, Philip. You almost got the note. Good job. Almost. Yep. Yeah. What's up? Hey, we're going to have to keep you out of the treasure box here. You keep giving things away all the time. Oh, I suppose. Yeah, the free box. Yeah, I don't understand that. The free box. But you never let us get in it. Hey, good news, though. Yeah, really? You know, it's August. We can use some good news. Yeah. What do you have? In August, TC Auto Works is giving away a free oil change every Friday in August. Which you're going to do that every Friday. Right, right. So, and on Thursdays, besides today, okay, Philback Ford is, we're giving away a four-wheel alignment every Thursday. Okay, cool. So, be sure to listen for those. That's big news for August. So, absolutely. So, get ready for the back to school or whatever you got going. Yep. So, free oil changes from TC Auto Works, Corey and the team down there, and then Mark Philback and Doug up there at Philback Ford for a free four-wheel alignment. You can't beat that. No. So, good deal. So, it's a great deal. So, but anyway, just let people know that. That's coming tomorrow your way. Can we send you down there to get you back in line then? Probably not. Okay. Probably not. So, all right. Well, we'll keep trying. Yeah, maybe Joanne. Yeah, right. Anyway. Hey, we had a good day for the auction yesterday. Yes, you did. Lots of cool stuff there. And what's your three-day total? It's over $6,000. Is it really? Yeah. Good for you. Every day when the auction's done, I've had to run and do other things, so I always kind of miss that. You were busy yesterday. Oh, boy, we had something just about all the time. But that's fine. That's good. But you were busy yesterday. Keeps me out of mischief. I doubt that. we have some big stuff today, including, there's some more pies and cheesecake and... I think there's some hay today. And, I think that's only a half a cheesecake now. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, even that's good. Yeah, that's good. Some Badger tickets we have there as well, and more donuts. I think we have some Buck swag. We have some stuff from the Pizza Ranch. You know what? And let these items make Grace. Let them work for Grace. Let them work. I mean. You bet. Pies from Mars Delenic will be back in there, and some unique items. Yes. Check out our Facebook page and our website. Yes, and there might even be some surprises. You never know. You never know. Yep. Especially with you. Well, and yes. The free box. And the free box. Joanne, take that out. Get out that out of here. Put a lock on that thing. I tell you, we can't keep your hands out of that. Right, thing. Right. I actually have a box at home, like different things I've picked up at dollar stores. So when the granddaughters when are the back, granddaughters they, are back, they refer to it as, Grandpa, will you get me something out of the free box? And I let them cover their eyes and reach in and pull something out. Kind of like out. The old fishing game. Yeah, right. With a fishing pole. Yeah, with a fishing pole. Right. Yeah, I mean, they might snag a can of SpaghettiOs or, you never know. Denny Moore beef stew or something. That was retired in 1997. Yeah, but hey, it's sealed. It's probably all right. Yeah. And then, but once in a while, there might be like a little My Little Pony or something. A dinosaur. A little toy dinosaur. And I see you playing those with your office all the time. Yeah. And you say that you're busy. Yeah, well, busy looking like I'm busy. Yeah, you know, that's you do a nice full-time job. You do a nice job. So, anyway, Also, good news, there's not a lot of cheese and meat left because of Michael was here, and I don't have to worry about eating it now.
Yeah, there was a full platter of meat and cheese yesterday and crackers, and truthfully, I try, when I'm doing a lot of talking, I don't know that I want to be eating too much because it does kind of get in the way sometimes, and I think Michael found that out when he tried to answer the phone once. Then he said, excuse me, then he swallowed, then he was good. You know?
Excuse me. Yes. There's only one of him, boy. He's a good kid.
Oh,
good
man. He's doing a great job.
And Ken Theed and, and Ed Chitwood. I mean, just amazing people.
Yep,
so
they did.
Even Bo.
Bo was busy typing in all the stuff yesterday. So,
So anyway, today is award or Record Breakers.
Record Breakers?
Yep.
World Beaters?
Yep. Longest time breath held voluntarily, Phil. Why?
I don't know.
2021, a Croatian Budimir Sobat voluntarily held his breath for an astonishing 24 minutes and 37 seconds.
That is crazy.
And why?
I don't know.
I'm still trying to catch my breath from reading that.
You'd have to really get prepared mentally because if you hold your breath, even after 30 seconds, you start thinking, I mean, that's a long time.
It's a long time.
And you start thinking, oh, boy, better take care. Question. 24 minutes.
Crazy. And here's a record that you could break, Phil. Most consecutive one-finger push-ups.
Oh.
From London's Paul Lynch performed 124 consecutive one-finger push-ups.
One-finger push-ups.
Yes. I don't know if it's like this.
I don't know either. I can't even do a regular push-up
anymore. I can't either.
No?
I can't either. Here's another one. Fastest time to push an orange 1 mile with your nose. USA's Artesia Furman pushed an orange with his nose for 1 mile in 22 minutes and 41 seconds.
Oh, man.
Again, why?
Why?
Yeah, maybe they had to do something for lunch.
A lot of things to think about because you'd have to have knee pads, probably. I would presume you're crawling, right?
Yeah, you'd have to, unless you're on your bear crawl with your nose, that'd be a long time.
That'd be a long time. So I'm thinking you're probably
an impressive specimen if you did that.
Uh-huh. Ooh, crazy.
Most nails hammered, Philip.
Ooh.
With the head in 1 minute.
Well, I'm thinking you could do that because you've been hit a lot of times with the baseball, so you've got obviously a hard noggin.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly. In 2019, a Slovenia SVK of India nailed 20 nails using only his head in 1 minute. He is a professional martial artist. Good for him.
Right.
And why? Why would you?
I don't know. I always miss the nail with a regular hammer. So
I do, too.
I don't think I would miss it with my forehead. My forehead's pretty wide. So
yeah, you can. Still trying to come in the studio.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah.
Most piercings in a lifetime. We had this one a couple months ago. That was beaten here now, Phil.
Was it?
Yeah. Elaine Davison of Brazil, UK, has been a total pierced of 4,225 times.
Mm.
That's a lot of holes.
That is.
It's like a pin cushion.
Crazy.
Hey, do you mind if I stick this pin here?
Yeah, after a while, it probably wouldn't. You wouldn't even really notice it, right?
No, it's just like
you're just same old, same old.
And why?
Well, to set the record, we're talking about it, right?
Good point.
Yeah.
Largest hands ever. USA's Robert Waldo. The tallest man of 8 feet and 11 inches, okay, has had hands in the majors of 12.75 from his wrist to the tip of his middle finger. What size was his ring size?
I don't know.
25.
25.
Is the size of his ring. It's like a whole gold bar.
That would be. It's a large washer.
Yeah. Jamie Amanda down at Walsh's would love to get that.
That would be something.
Down at J.J. Walsh's Jewel, they would love to have that.
Yeah. I think I remember reading about him in, because at Guinness Book of World Records, I used to check that out of the library.
Mm-hmm.
That was my only book back in the day.
Is it still wanted down?
Probably, yeah. You hear those stories all the time about book brought back to the library after 80 years.
Yeah, after 80 years.
Yeah.
It was 14 cents. Yeah. Fastest speed for a motorcycle, Phil. Probably not bad, huh? What about ridden blindfolded?
Oh, boy.
UK's Billy Baxter reached a speed of 164 miles an hour. while riding his 1200cc Kawasaki Ninja motorcycle blindfolded. Again, got to be a long stretch of straightway there.
It'd have to be straight, yeah. Wouldn't
unless
be a road here.
Unless someone's on the back seat telling you where to go.
Doesn't say that. I presume not. Yeah, it wouldn't be a road here in southwest Wisconsin, I can tell you that. Boy, oh boy.
Heaviest train pulled with a beard.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ishmael Rivas Falcon of Spain, with his beard, pulled a train weighing 6,069 pounds over a distance of 32.8 feet.
32. Ouch.
Yeah. First of all, it makes me wonder what circumstances led up to this, you know? What makes a person decide to attach a train to his facial build and make it move? And I bet you there's probably alcohol involved with this.
There might be. Yep. There might be. Yep. He had to grow a decent beard, though, first of all.
Oh, golly.
That was right. Yeah. So he'd have to work on that for a little while. Probably, what, a year or so?
Mm-hmm. If not more.
And then you got to get that.
Oh, do you know he's probably just pulled on that forever? I could pull a train with this, you know. Fastest time to drink a 2-liter soda, Philip.
You could probably do that, couldn't you?
I don't know. Eric Booker drank 2 liters of soda in 18.45 seconds. So Eric is a competitive eater who decided to attempt this record title because it was always his dream to be a GWR title holder.
There you go.
So
I wonder if he was able to set the world record for belches then after that.
I know. There's a guy from Hiccup. The guy that Hiccup, his streak ended in 1990. Oh, it started in 1932.
He finally stopped hiccuping.
Yeah, he died that morning.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's what it said. So. That's a long time to hiccup. But he was married twice and had 8 children. And so, anyway, it wasn't me.
Do you take this woman? I do.
Well,
all right.
So,
what do you got?
Are you kicking me out now?
Well, it's about time to go toward birthdays and anniversaries here. So,
really? Do you want me to help you with the birthdays or anything?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, could use some help.
Yeah, we could. You're a little tired today. We're going to have to give you some coffee to pick you up.
No, not bad.
Joanne pushed the button this morning on the coffee. She made the coffee.
She did? Yeah. Oh, boy.
Even though the hard work was done yesterday?
You'd already kind of gotten it ready.
I did. Yeah. But anyway, she actually beat me to work today, Philip.
I know. You're late.
I was.
We'll have to mark that in your employee file.
I appreciate that. Have a good day, my man. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP.
With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Your history lesson for August 1st. In 1936, the Olympics opened in Berlin with a ceremony presided over by Adolf Hitler. In 1981, MTV began its American broadcast. The first video was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. And in 1960, on this day, Chubby Checker released the single The Twist, which would go on to be number one. It was also number one a couple of years later. Celebrity birthdays today include singer Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who is 95. Also born today, country music's George Dukas, who is 58. Some notes on today. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries on the local and area scene. Sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Rayona Grunert from Schmidwilden Hills residents and staff. Also to Barb Harris from Bob and Heidi Shear. Greetings today going out for the special day of Marion Copas from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Have an awesome year. To Johnny Keene and Merriman Keene from the Pleasant Ridge Church Association. To Merriman with love from Sue, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. And also to Johnny from Sue, Merriman, Eric, Hillary, and Natalie. Have a great day today. To John Keene from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band, hoping that you have a great day and a great year. Happy birthday to Merriman Keene from Sally as well. Let's see, where else are we going today? Oh, yes, happy birthday to Sarah Williamson. Happiest of days to you. Love, Susan and David, John and Fran, Patrick and Stephanie, Jim and Marie, and Mark and Tony. To my aunt, Sarah Williamson, from your niece and goddaughter, Shelley, have a wonderful day. From Shelley, Jackie, Ryan, Becky, and Rachel, Hunter, and Sierra, and families. Today, from the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions, we have wishes for Madeline Brown, to Amber Franklin, to Heather Grappas, and Tegan McKenna. Happy anniversary to Eric and Bobby Joe Drone, and Trent and Sarah McCormick. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Jade Johnson, Amy Turner, and Elda Fry, Lila Mae Spangler, and happy anniversary, James and Melissa Gillette. Happy anniversary to Judy and Danny Reiger from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy anniversary today. And the Bloom City Town Crier checks in with birthday wishes for Carl Patterson and Dustin Plegemeyer. Happy anniversary to Carl and Heather Patterson today, the 1st of August, 2024.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere, only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales events happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Beginning July 31st to August 3rd, all summer clothing 50% off. Our back-to-school sale begins August 14th to the 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
7:41 the time. Good morning from WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCE, AM 1450, and 107.7. Great to have you along today. We're at 73 in Richland Center. Here's Kenny Rogers.
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Keep living your life from the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart. Make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees. Make him start giving. Living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your don't have the time, so you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go, and how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind, you got your heart at the wheel. Wanna start sharing, caring, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your
Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news for us coming up next.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 73 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly cloudy and humid today with intermittent showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers gradually diminishing and a low of 67. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 73 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced yesterday that Kevin Green, 19, of Reedsburg, has been sentenced after pleading guilty to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle for driving the vehicle that struck and killed 13-year-old Evelyn Gurney of Reedsburg as she boarded a school bus on May 12, 2023. Green has been sentenced to 4 years of probation with conditions to include 3 months conditional jail with Huber, 200 hours of community service with a minimum of 50 hours per year, 8 community presentations to high school-aged children about the dangers of distracted driving with a minimum of 2 presentations per year, 12-month license revocation, restitution, court costs of $518, and a DNA sample. Kevin Green was driving a Ford F-150 truck behind a school bus just before 7:30 in the morning when he failed to notice it had stopped in front of him to pick up children. According to the complaint, he was traveling at about 63 miles per hour when he swerved toward the ditch, striking the rear right side of the school bus before hitting Evelyn Gurney, who was standing in her driveway. She died as a result of her injuries. Prosecutors say that Green was texting while driving before the time of the crash. Two area hospitals have recently been awarded the American Heart Association's Get With The Guidelines Awards. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has received the Stroke Gold Plus and Rural Stroke Silver Awards for its commitment to ensuring stroke patients receive the most appropriate treatment, according to nationally recognized research-based guidelines, ultimately leading to more lives saved and reduced disability. Stroke is the number 5 cause of death and a leading cause of disability in the U.S. A stroke occurs when a blood vessel that carries oxygen and nutrients to the brain is either blocked by a clot or burst. When that happens, part of the brain cannot get blood and oxygen it needs, so brain cells die. Early stroke detection and treatment are key to improving survival, minimizing disability, and accelerating recovery times. SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has received the Heart Failure Silver Plus Quality Achievement Award for its commitment to improving outcomes for patients with heart failure, meaning reduced readmissions and more healthy days at home. About 6 million U.S. adults are living with heart failure, a number that is expected to increase to more than 8 million by 2030. Despite the name, heart failure doesn't mean that the heart has stopped working. It means the heart is having a hard time pumping blood and oxygen throughout the body. While there's no cure for heart failure, patients can live a quality life by working with their health team to create and stick with a plan that may include medication, symptom monitoring, and lifestyle changes. Get With The Guidelines puts the expertise of the American Heart Association to work for hospitals nationwide, helping ensure patient care is aligned with the latest research and evidence-based guidelines. Each year, program participants qualify for the award by demonstrating how their organization has committed to providing quality care for patients. In addition to following treatment guidelines, Get With The Guidelines participants also educate patients to help them manage their health and recovery at home. Day four, the 2024 Walk with Grace radio auction will begin at 10 on WRCO FM 100.9 today. Segment one includes a St. Mary's Parish Fish Fry certificate, a $50 Chet's Feed and Seed Such certificate donated by Edward Jones, two Molly B tickets to the December 7th show at the Reedsburg Cal Center, and 1 pound of homemade chocolate fudge from Jolene Newkirk. Segment two includes a pint of pure maple syrup donated by Dennis Pecon, a septic tank pumping and inspection within a 25-mile radius of Richland Center from Boaz RC Sunrise Septic, a Diane Nautical Cherry Cheesecake, and a $100 gift certificate to Christy Sunnyside from Royal Cleaning. Segment three will include 2 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm donated by Greg and Jody Alvin, a Milwaukee Bucks shirt, Damian Lillard signed Bucks hat that includes a certificate of authenticity, Brooke Lopez Splash Mountain hat, Chris Middleton hat, Bango bucket hat, triple large t-shirt, Dame Time bobblehead, Bucks clutch, cheese antlers, basketball bank, and 3 rally towels donated by Pratt Funeral Service. A gift card for a free pizza buffet a month for a year from the Pizza Ranch, and Leif Carlson donated a chance to be a spotter at RC football game in the press box on October 18th. The fourth segment includes Richland Family Prescription, $20 per month towards prescription for 12 months, a Mars Jelenic blueberry pie, RC Dance, 2 best seats in the house for the 2025 RC Dance recital to be held May 3rd and 4th, and for 10 round bales of second crop hay from Nautical Farms. Today's big items are in hour one large pickup load of dry firewood from Muller Auto Body. It will be delivered within 25-mile radius of Richland Center. Hour two's big item is 2 Badger football tickets donated by Denny Jacks, the game to be determined. Again, the auction begins at 10 and will end at noon. Due to the extreme heat that occurs each summer, especially when prolonged, the following Richland County cooling centers have been identified by Richland County Public Health. In Richland Center, during normal working hours, the Brewer Public Library will be open from 9 to 6 Monday through Thursday, Fridays from 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 10 to 2, and the Woodman Community Senior Center Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. In Viola, the Village of Viola office from 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and the senior dining site can also be made available during that time. The Viola Public Library on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 12:30, 1 to 5 Wednesdays, Fridays from 2 to 7, and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30. The Lone Rock Community Library will be open Monday through Wednesday from 11 to 4:30, and Thursdays from noon to 5. The Yuba Community Center is available by contacting Terry at 608-574-9547. The Cazenovia Fire Department is available upon request by contacting Daryl at 608-983-2647. Visit the Richland County website at co.richland.wi.us for more information on the location of cooling shelter locations. For more information about staying safe during heat and other related events, check the Richland County Health and Human Services or the Richland County Emergency Management Facebook pages.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, August 1st. James F. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center, died July 23rd following a brief illness at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held today at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial immediately following in the Fancy Creek Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials to either Passages or Grace, both in Richland Center. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for James F. Jim Patch, 84, of Richland Center. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Hilda Esther Frank, 98, of Richland Center. Susan Sue Keister, age 61, died July 8th. A memorial will be held at 5 Friday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Friday from 3 to 6. Memorials and donations can be made to the family's ever-loved page. Susan Sue Keister, age 61. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg, died Saturday. Memorial services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will be in the Greenwood Cemetery, Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Service in Reedsburg Friday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Reedsburg Historic Preservation Commission, Reedsburg United Fund, or the Multiple Sclerosis Society of America. Phyllis Marion Miller, 83, of Reedsburg. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Timothy Lynn Miller, age 64. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the local Military Honor Guard unit will be held Saturday at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13, Richland Center. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died Saturday at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday, August 10th, from 4 to 7, with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg, died Tuesday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Betty Hill, 92, of Reedsburg. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday, August 17th at 11 o'clock at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday, August 17th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 21st at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, September 21st from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to Grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle.
This is a special report from ABC News.